ceiling.
To the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Joining us now, while we got him in case he may have to bounce if he's got a vote here coming up here shortly. So we'll handle it from there. But joining us now, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, how are you?
I am doing well. It has been an interesting week. I think a very important week for the state of Alabama, and things are moving along today. I expect to hopefully be headed home here in the next couple of hours.
Well, give us a quick cliff notes of where we are and what's left.
Well, so the House just moments ago passed Senate Bill 1, which is my redistricting bill. That is, a bill that is designed to react to the Calais decision by the U.S. Supreme Court and allow for a special election in Senate districts 25 and 26. If the lower court makes a ruling that's consistent with the new Calais decision. And so we have accomplished that. It's very similar to the congressional redistricting bill that that moves us our districts back to the 2023 maps that were drawn by the Alabama legislature. That's on the Senate floor being debated right now, and I expect passage of that here soon as well.
Are the 2023 maps in line with the Calais decision?
I believe they are. I think that the state certainly is going to argue that. And I think the more important underlying argument is that the arguments used in the cases that led the courts to draw their own maps unilaterally are inconsistent with the Calais decision. And so I think that's the more correct way to say that. And so that, I believe, is what the state will be arguing if there is an argument to be made. And so we'll see how that works.
Is there a scenario in the future that would see the legislature consider a 7-0 map?
Absolutely. And I know there are a lot of people that wanted us to redraw maps. And look, I'm one of them, but they wanted us to redraw maps right now. And I will tell you that is not something that was possible because Alabama is currently under a court order to not do that, specifically not do that. That is dissimilar from where we see our colleagues in Tennessee and Louisiana. They are not in that position, and so they were able to redraw maps. It's also important to note that if we would have tried in violation of that court order, the likelihood that we would have been able to draw 7-0 maps in 2030 would be put seriously at risk. And so this is a very careful, thought out, well-reasoned response to the Calais decision. And I think one that will bode very well for Alabama's conservative representation well into the future.
If, is it a matter of time, if you do get relief, and I honestly believe you will, is there time to come back and do something else?
No, and there's no reason to. Again, we are not able to redraw maps. There would not be time, I don't believe, to come back, draw maps again before the necessary time to hold a special election before a general election. And so that simply wouldn't work. We're just time constrained. You have to work backwards from that general election date. And I do not believe there would be time to do that. And that's another reason we've gone with the maps that we had before, which will add another Republican member in Congress, which, as you well know, with a two-vote margin right now, is razor thin. And so every vote counts. But this is the quickest and most certain way, and that's an important thing, the quickest and most certain way to get the president and get the speaker a Republican.
Are you concerned a Trump DOJ or somebody would challenge these maps based on them not falling in line with the Culley decision?
I am more concerned that if we had acted to draw a map, that we may be back under DOJ preclearance in 2030, which would have made almost certain that we were not able to draw a 7-0 map based on the Calais decision. And so I'm going to let the Attorney General, argue this case if necessary. My job, our job as the legislature and as a bill sponsor to carry this was to make sure that we are in a position, should the courts reverse their ruling or be forced to reverse their ruling by a higher court, that we are in a position to act quickly to take, frankly, advantage of that and make sure that we did not waste that opportunity.
Does talk about the Senate map, the state Senate map, and what happened there?
So very, very similar to the congressional map. The courts ruled that it was unconstitutional in 2021. We came back in 2023 to redraw the congressional maps. We didn't redraw the Senate maps, and so the court in that case, the judge and the special master went to work at drawing their own map, and so ultimately they picked a map that was submitted by a sophomore in college of all things to replace the map drawn by the duly elected members of the Alabama legislature and passed into law. And so that's who drew the Senate map. And we think that based on Calais in particular, that ruling will be overturned. And instead of using, a college sophomore's map, we're going to use the map that the Alabama legislature drew. And I think it's important to note that in that instance, you have what seems absurd to me, but you have the sitting members in Senate District 25 and 26 have essentially just swapped the seats they are currently running in, right? While they currently are serving in the existing districts that were drawn by the Alabama legislature, which is just preposterous. And so it will simply put them back into running in their own seats.
Just a point of clarification, when the maps are drawn, the guy, the college sophomore, was a high school senior when he drew the map.
Even better.
So just letting you know that. What was the fear with violating the federal judge or the three-judge panel and telling you, mandating that the Alabama legislature can't do something? What would have been the repercussions potentially there?
So the simple area answer is contempt of court, right? And that is not a situation we want to be in. I don't think that violating a court order, a standing court order, shows the court the respect that we want to show the court, right? While we are also asking them to reverse their decision. And so we are trying to be very respectful of the court because they are ultimately still going to make this decision. And we believe that this is the best way to go about that. And that one more is certainly better than none when it comes to another congressman, a Republican congressman. But I mentioned the preclearance issue as well. If, Alabama is finally out from underneath preclearance, there is, a possibility that if you thumb your nose at the court that you end up in a preclearance situation. That's certainly not something that we want to do, where we have a future DOJ having to review our maps prior to enactment. And that's just not a situation we want to be in. So this is the most expeditious way to handle this and the most certain way to get another Republican congressman in office.
Talk a little bit about the optics right now. The vote that took place during a tornado warning, the protests in the hallways, now in the galleries, the look there, maybe not the most preferred scenario.
Well, certainly not. And listen, having tornadoes and a fire alarm and flooding and pandemonium is one thing. But I will say this, the Alabama Senate in that scenario stood strong, was tough, did not cave, did not, did not back down. And we held our ground with all of that chaos going around, on around us. And I stood right there at that mic and debated my colleague and made the motions. And it went on for quite some time. And we got it done. And so from our standpoint, I'm not mad at the optics. It's certainly not the chaos is certainly not something that we're used to in the Alabama Senate. And even today, you can see a difference in the debate, right? Between the Senate and the House. But I will say this, the outside influencers and agitators that have been in Montgomery and really all around this state, laying down, causing, chaos, calling each other names that are just unbelievable is a sad commentary on where we are politically, in our level of political discourse. It is frustrating. The threats of harm and violence, the incendiary rhetoric is not necessary. This is a basic argument about politics and whether or not the party in power gets to draw its own maps. And that is exactly what the Calais decision said that we can do. And so that's what Alabama is trying to do.
What have you been hearing from constituents? Now, this is a unique circumstance. The special session going down 2 weeks before a primary election. Does that impact what's going on here? What are you hearing from colleagues? Tell us a little bit. Give us some of the background here.
I am hearing that they do not understand what is certainly a complicated legal case and complicated arguments on both sides. So much so that this has been all the way to the Supreme Court, right? And we expect that it's coming back. My goal, and again, as we said earlier, and the legislature's goal in this special session is simply to be ready and provide the option for Alabama to go and have another election should the court rule in a manner that's favorable to the state of Alabama. And so the challenge has been explaining what we've just talked about, and I appreciate the opportunity to do so. The difference between what's happening in Tennessee and Louisiana, and that this is absolutely the quickest and most certain way to get another Republican in Congress, and how badly we need that given the close division in Congress right now.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. How much interaction have you had with the governor's office? Where is the governor on this?
I've not spoken to the governor's office on this topic.
They're just totally silent. No guidance, no preference.
I haven't personally, and I haven't really seen anything from the governor's office or anything with caucus. I've read what the attorney general has been putting out and been very impressed with his messaging on it. And of course, obviously the filings and have tried to make sure that when I'm explaining to my constituents what's going on, I'm pointing that to them to those arguments that he is making and doing a very good job doing it. And just trying to explain again, what we're doing is providing an option, right? A prospective option in the case of a court decision so that we are mechanically able to get back in front of the voters with the districts that were passed into law by their representatives.
This will wrap it up on this. And this is a question, maybe more of a messaging question, but there is a conventional wisdom out there, be it erroneous perhaps, that you guys are not going to 7-0 map. Do you feel like people, the public, the people who are going to be voting in a week from Tuesday, understand this sufficiently to make their best educated vote? Because I don't know. I think there's a lot of confusion out there, and there's going to be questions. Why did we choose to go down this route instead of this other route?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to articulate why, but I'll simply ask this question back. Why in the world would a supermajority Republican legislature not draw a 7-0 map if we could? And so the answer is we couldn't. We are under a court order not to. And so that court order has not been reversed yet. We'd like for it to be reversed. I hope that it is. And this option that we are pursuing now best preserves our option for a 7-0 map in the very near future. But it would have been impossible to do. And so I will all day long talk to people and try to explain to them. But I would simply say this. I can promise you, if we could have done it, this supermajority legislature would have done it. But it was not a path that was possible for Alabama because of our unique situation with the court, as opposed to where Tennessee and Louisiana find themselves.
Senator, thanks for making time for us. I know you're very busy, but we'll catch up again in a week and safe travels back home.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
State Senator Chris Elliott, there, our returning champion. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porsche Show on FM Talk 106.5.